The Bible says that God is holy and heaven is holy, and holy means perfect. Now, all of us have a body and a soul. And when you die, your body is either buried or it's cremated, but your soul, the real you, this lives on forever, either in heaven or in hell. And there's no third place. Unfortunately, we all have a major problem. The Bible says that if we've broken any of God's laws, like lied once, cheated once, hated once, even just once, then our friendship with God is broken. Our souls are imperfect because we've broken his laws, and that means we can't go to heaven anymore. And so unfortunately, that means that we would all be headed for hell. Now, that might seem harsh. How could a loving God create a place like hell, let alone send somebody there? A loving God just wouldn't do that, right? Well, let me explain why there has to be a hell. Think of somebody that you love in your life, family member, friend, just anybody that you love. Now imagine that that person was murdered. Then the police caught the murder, brought him to court, he pleads guilty, and then to your horror, the judge says, "This is a really bad thing that you have done, but because I am a loving judge, I'm just going to let you off. You can go. It's okay. No worries." You'd be really angry, right? Why? Because when someone's broken the law, they must be punished. Otherwise, there is no justice. It's totally not fair. So I'll just ask you a few questions. How many of you have ever told a lie before? Okay, good. I'm glad I'm not alone. So there are quite a few of us here who are liars, and that doesn't sound very nice, but it's true. We are guilty. So, okay, have any of you ever taken something or kept something that didn't belong to you, even as small as a paperclip or a pen or something like that? Yeah? Maybe when you were really little or even now that you're grown up? Yeah. So a number of us are also thieves. We're guilty. Now, do you think God is going to let thieving liars like us into heaven? I don't think so, because if he didn't punish us for breaking his laws, then he would be just like the unjust judge who failed to punish the killer of the one that you loved. Now, some people say, okay, so I've lied, and I'm a thief, but hey, I've never murdered anybody, I'm not that bad. But the Bible says that in your heart, if you've ever hated someone, it's just the same as murdering them. You've murdered them in your heart. So, have you ever hated somebody before? So, this means that we're murderers as well. We're guilty, big time. And this is the bad news. For the sake of justice, there has to be a hell. But there's good news, and that's that we can be forgiven. And this is why Jesus is so important. He's already pretty important, like just about the world knows that. I mean, he split time between BC and AD. We celebrate Christmas and Easter, and like these are all because of Jesus. But Jesus also made the way for us to be forgiven. All of us are imperfect because we've broken God's laws, but Jesus is perfect. And like 2,000 years ago, before he came to earth, there was this like conversation that went on between the Father and the Son. And Jesus said, "Father, I really love Shouten Church family. I don't want them to go to hell for breaking your laws. Is there a way for them to be forgiven?" And the Father said, "Jesus, if you go to earth, become a human being, live a perfect life on earth, and then die a cruel, painful death on a cross to take the punishment which the Shouten Church family justly deserve for breaking my laws, then I'll make it possible for them to be forgiven when they ask you to exchange their imperfect record for your perfect record." And Jesus said, "I'll do it." So, to be forgiven, we must ask Jesus for a copy of his perfect record. Now, we are not forgiven by being christened, baptized, confirmed, praying, going to church, believing God exists, or trying to be good. No. All of these things are good, but they don't give you forgiveness. First, to be forgiven, we must be willing to turn away from anything that we know is wrong. Notice I said willing. There might be some things in life that we feel powerless to give up. I feel that way a lot. That's okay. God will help us with these things. But we must be willing and want to turn away from them. Second, to be forgiven, we must also surrender to Jesus. Now, if Jesus made you and the entire universe, don't you think he deserves to be the central person in your life? Surrendering is when we acknowledge that Jesus is God. Now, say that you decided to turn and surrender and be forgiven. This is what it would be like for you. Now, imagine that when you were born, God opened a book about your life. Like he did this with each of us. Now, God never sleeps. He sees every thought, every attitude, thought, motive, action. Every time, imagine if every time we broke one of his laws, he wrote it down in a book. He kept a written record of it. That wouldn't be pretty. As we get older, more and more books pile up. We would have a whole library written against us of all the things that we've ever done wrong. But when you're forgiven, God takes all those books and he rips out all the pages and he throws them into the deepest sea so they can never be seen again. He deliberately forgets what's written on those pages. And then he takes a copy of his own perfect record and he puts it inside the cover of your book. This book, with your name on the spine, is stored in heaven like a precious library book. And the miracle is, it is not touched from the time when you're forgiven to the time when you die, even though you're going to break more of God's laws during that time. This doesn't mean we can do whatever we like, but it does mean that God has forgiven us for everything that we've ever done wrong and anything that we will do wrong. And then, when you die, you'll come before God at judgment, and Jesus will look at you, and he'll command the angels to go get your book. And they'll open it, and they'll go, "Wow, you were perfect." And you'll be like, "What? No, I wasn't. I broke your laws. Don't I justly deserve this?" And Jesus will say, "That's true, but you, my beautiful son or daughter, you have my perfect record, which I gave to you when you turned and surrendered to me on earth, and I forgave you. So welcome to heaven." But say that you never asked Jesus to forgive you, and this is what it would be like for you. You would come before him at judgment, and he would look at you and he'd begin to cry. And he would say, "I'm sorry, Shelton Church family, but I can't let you into heaven. I have to send you to hell. You never turned and surrendered to me. I loved you so much, I tried at least 6 ways to get through to you. First, I died on the cross for you. Second, I sent Misha Del Favreau to tell you on the Kingdom Kids Friendship Sunday how you can be forgiven. I gave you churches all around that you could have gone to find out about me. Some were good, some were not so good, but you could have found a good church and you could have found out about me and turned and surrendered. I gave you a conscience so that you'd know right from wrong. I gave you the world, creation, the universe to tell you about me. And finally, I rose from the dead so that you'd know that I'm God and that everything that I said and did is true. But still, you didn't do anything, so I'm sorry, I can't let you into heaven. I have to send you to hell." So, now I want you to please be honest. If you die tonight, where would you go? Would you go to heaven or would you go to hell? Now, just in case there's any confusion, I'll just go through just a quick review to clear any things up. According to the Bible, we have to have a perfect record to get into heaven because heaven is perfect. Now, there's only 2 ways to do that. One, be a perfect person. Never do anything wrong. It's impossible. We've all blown it. 2, ask Jesus to give us his perfect record. Now, what were the 2 things Jesus said we must do to be forgiven? We must be willing to turn away from anything we know is wrong, and we must surrender to Jesus. Otherwise, it's impossible to get into heaven. So, would you say that you have turned and surrendered to Jesus at this point in your life?
Thank you, Misha, for explaining that so clearly. And I do want to give us all a chance just to reflect for a moment on all that God has done for us in Jesus. It may be that you've heard that story for the very first time today, or it may be something that you're very, very familiar with. But each one of us, I think, needs not to just have it come and go past us without responding in our hearts. But all of us, I wanted to spend a moment or two to respond to the God who loves us in Jesus. When I was asked about what it was like to serve Jesus, I think I said something on the lines about it involves God and people, and that God is infinitely creative and people are infinitely surprising. And I think that's true. And there's that sense that there is one way that we come to God, but how we get to that point, how we get to the point of actually turning from and turning to, every story here is different because God is infinitely creative and we are infinitely surprising as individuals. That God would have brought us by different ways to that point of knowing that we need to turn to Him. So just as we said, I'm just going to ask you to bow our heads in prayer and just reflect for a few moments. As this Palm Sunday, we look forward in heart and mind to Easter. We think of the journey to the cross that first time. We think of Good Friday and the darkness on the earth. But we remember too a glorious Easter morning when the tomb was empty, the stone rolled away, and death defeated. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the good news that Jesus is Lord. That Jesus is Lord. And gracious God, we ask you to help us to respond to him as Saviour, Friend and Lord. It may be that today, for the very first time, you want to say sorry to God. Say sorry for all those ways that you've hurt him and others and yourself. To say thank you to Jesus for dying for us on the cross. And this Easter, the events just won't be something that happened long, long ago, but are happening here and now in our hearts and our minds. And also to say please to God that, yes, Lord, please come renew my life. Make me the person that you call and give. That this life is both is his gift to us. So a prayer that you might want to echo in your own heart. Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for the things I've done wrong. Please forgive me. I want to turn from everything that I know is wrong. Help me. Thank you that you died on the cross so that I can be set free and forgiven. Thank you that you offer me forgiveness and new life by the Spirit to live for you as Lord. Come into my life, please, by your Spirit, to be with me forever, from now to heaven and a new heaven and a new earth. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.